Hi, I'm Kathy. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ who struggles with addictions and the effects of abuse. I was born in Portland, Oregon. I was an only child. My childhood was anything but normal. My mom was 17 when she gave birth to me. My grandfather didn't accept her being pregnant and having a child at such a young age, forcing my mom to put me up for adoption. My mom was angry about that and got pregnant with my half-sister right away while fighting to get me back. When I was 6 months old, she got me back, so when my sister was born, she knew she couldn't raise both of us, so my sister was put up for adoption. I had a very loving mom. She had a huge heart. However, my mom was codependent on unhealthy men and was a perfectionist. My mom always put others before herself, and by the time she was done taking care of others' needs and her responsibilities perfectly, she was often exhausted and had a short fuse and little patience. My grandpa passed away when I was 9 from a heart attack. I wasn't very close to him, even though my mom and grandpa had worked out their differences before he had died. He was the head of the house, and that what he said was the way it was. My grandma was a huge part of my life. My mom and I lived with her on and off through my childhood. We were close and I felt secure when I was with her. I started to go to church with the family that my mom was friends with that took care of me while my mom worked, and they treated me like I was part of their family. They went to church every Sunday, and I went when I stayed with them and went to Sunday school. Then around 9 and 10, I went to church with the friend of the family once in a while. Going only intermittently, I thought it was boring, but looked forward to having juice and snacks afterwards. For some reason, I thought if I was good, I'd go to heaven, and if I was bad, I would burn in a fire. It wasn't until many years later that I would learn that only through the grace of Jesus Christ does anybody go to heaven. I was sexually molested by several people during my childhood, including my stepdad. He moved in with us when I was 6 years old. He was mentally, physically, and sexually abusive to me and my mom. He was an alcoholic, addict, and criminal. When I was 8, I witnessed him holding a gun on police officers after he had robbed a store. He went to prison after that, but that wasn't the end of their relationship. He would still be in our lives until I was 14. We all lived in fear, and I had nightmares at night and had a hard time focusing in school because of all the dysfunction. Other kids weren't allowed at my house, and I isolated a lot till I began using cigarettes, alcohol, pot, and speed at 13. I immediately liked the way it made me feel and how I fit in with other kids. I used more and more and realized it numbed out most of my pain. Maintaining that feeling became very important to me, and I developed an I don't care attitude. I began smoking at school, using drugs, alcohol, skipping school, staying out all night, and running away from home, and ended up getting suspended from school, fighting with my parents, and wound up in a foster home at 15. I was in that foster home for 6 months. During that time, I met my first husband. We both worked at a summer youth program, landscaping parks. We got married when we were 18. We had our first son when I was 21. It was the happiest day of my life. I swore I was going to be the best mom and thought to myself, I am going to raise this child perfectly, but his dad and I had our issues. At age 24, I had my second son, and once again was the happiest day of my life. But I knew something had to change, and my plan was to take my babies and leave their dad. We drank and smoked pot and began using other drugs, and our issues escalated to the point of name-calling, physical fights, him going to strip clubs and me having an affair, and us living apart and getting back together, discussing giving up drinking and using but never following through. The last time we had gotten back together, we agreed we weren't going to drink. Within one day, we had both gotten drunk, which resulted in a physical fight while driving. I jumped out of the truck on the freeway and almost died. I had a collapsed lung, a concussion, fractured neck, several broken ribs, and internal bleedings. The doctor said it was a miracle I pulled through because I was almost dead when I got to the hospital. And for 4 days, they had a hard time keeping air into my lung and finding where the internal bleeding was coming from. And my ribs were broken so close to my spinal bone, they thought I may be paralyzed. Today I know God was watching over me and he had a better plan for my life. After my divorce from my first husband, my alcohol and drug use escalated to include cocaine, heroin, and prescription drugs, and several inpatient and outpatient programs. My relationship with men would start out standoffish, letting them know that I wasn't interested in a relationship, but even after telling them that, I would give in to partying with them, and it would turn into a live-in situation where in about a year I would decide my use was out of control and would check into another treatment program and come home with the expectation that they need to become clean or we couldn't be together. The relationship would end, or I'd meet someone in recovery and things went well until we relapsed into partying and I'd get involved with someone who didn't do drugs and could drink without getting out of control and I'd get bored with them and move on. I just didn't know how to cope with anything without the use of alcohol or drugs. It was a real roller coaster ride for my boys. Although I didn't appear to be out of control, going to work, keeping a clean house and meals on the table and them dressed in nice clothes and having them in after-school activities, going camping and on vacation. I spent most of my time drinking and using and being increasingly under the influence. I didn't meet their emotional needs. I was selfish and self-centered, doing what I wanted to do. I left my boys with a sitter a lot. I didn't set the standard of morals I wanted my boys to have. Most of the men in my life weren't good role models for my boys. If they were and my boys got attached to them, it didn't last, which was hard on them. It never failed. The ones I loved the most, I hurt the most. My boys, my mom, and my grandma. Through all this, I was still relying on my own strength. I called God my higher power, but didn't know how to have a relationship with him. Today, I realize I can do all things through Jesus, who gives me strength. Philippians 9:13. Early in the year 2000, my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer and given less than a year to live. During that time, she wanted me to be in contact with my biological dad and siblings. She had several times in the past tried to get in contact with him but was unsuccessful. One weekend, my mom came to stay with me and we were going to try one last time to find my dad, so we called directory assistance and they gave me the number and I called it and my dad answered the phone. Praise God. I met my dad, two brothers and two sisters on July 4th of 2001. I have a huge family now and that is taking some getting used to being an only child all of my life. In November of 2001, I met my amazing second husband who is here tonight. We had worked together for 10 years. God had perfect timing. Over the next several months, we dated and became very close. My husband was very helpful in the end of my mom's life, both spiritually and emotionally. Praise God. We got married in June of 2002. Now I have a huge family, 6 kids and 12 grandkids. All of my life, I wanted a family, and God has blessed me with that. In 2003, I got my first DUI for alcohol and opiates. We continued to use and we were growing apart, just like all my other relationships. I am still relying on my own understanding and strength. In 2009, I hit my all-time low with opiates and checked into a residential detox treatment program. I had heard about a Christ-centered recovery group from someone I had been in treatment with. When I came home, my husband and I started to go to church and celebrate recovery together. I knew that I needed a power greater than myself to help me change. I knew that was God. I just didn't know how to develop a relationship with him. In 2011, I relapsed on Xanax after my best friend's daughter committed suicide and got my second DUI. I was so deep into my denial that I truly believed the officer that pulled me over was looking for someone to give a DUI to on a holiday weekend. Once I started coming to CR on a regular basis, I knew it was where God wanted me to be to work on my recovery and to allow him to change my character defects. It wasn't until I entered into Celebrate Recovery 12-step program that I began to see my denial and started to take responsibility for my own actions. During the step study, I realized that I was powerless over my addiction and I needed to surrender. I asked Jesus to come into my life and relied on him heavily to reveal to me my denial and my wrongdoing and the harm I had done to others and to help me to be more compassionate and more forgiving. In Hebrews 13:5, God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Throughout my life, God has been there. I just didn't know it. Today, Jesus and I are building a personal relationship. I have a long way to go, but I know that Jesus is with me and together we can overcome. In January 2013, my husband and I were baptized here at Rolling Hills, and for the first time in my life, I now feel worthy of the love Jesus has for all of us. It is nothing that I have earned. It's been given to me freely, and my debt has been paid in full by the blood of Christ. Today, my relationship with my two boys has never been better. I have always been amazed that neither one of them has ever held any resentments against me, and they've always said I was a good mom. I have been blessed with two very wonderful sons. Thank you, Lord. Today, I want to give away what is freely given to me by my service to CR and in my church. I serve here at CR in the kitchen and leading 101 with my husband. I volunteer at my church for special events. I know now God doesn't waste a hurt, hang up, or habit. I do service work as I want to be a part of, not apart from. I want to continue to grow and help others both by my example and by my words. For the newcomer tonight, I encourage you to reach out to God, take a hold of his hand, and let him change your life. Keep coming back. Get into a small group and sign up for a step study. Find a sponsor and build your accountability team. This is a place God wants you to be on Wednesday night. We are all children of God. God bless you all. Thank you for letting me share.